The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
That's me, Joe Piscopo. 5 minutes after 8 o'clock on AM 970, The Answer, the flagship station for all of Salem Media, and proud to be. Frankie Morano is with us, and Al Gattulo and Debbie Duhaime. And we got Joe Borelli with us as well. He's the minority whip of the New York City Council. Just a great guy, a rising star in the political scene, but kind enough to always join us early in the morning. Hey, Joe, welcome back to the show, my friend. How you doing this morning?
Good morning, Giuseppe. Good morning, Al. Good morning, Frank. Good morning, Debbie.
Part of the team, sound great on the radio, sound great on Fox News, sound great, always speaking up for the everyday American who's trying to make their way through this great city, Joey. It's unbelievable.
You never once mentioned that I look good, that I've lost a few pounds, that my hair is looking full. Never once. Always sounds good. Always sounds good on television.
I always say, No. Let me tell you, the topics, it works wonders. By the way, did you see them? They're doing national ads now. I'm talking about the stuff I put in my hair. You're listening. Me and Al always go, I put that stuff in my hair to fill it. We'd be able to go, Joe, what's the shoe polish on your hair? It's not. It's called Topic. And, you know, I think
they're running national ads. They could have paid us half the price, and we would have been happy to talk about it. I mean, a lifetime supply of Topics, and I would have been singing their praises to Kalamazoo.
I'm in the miracle of the makeup artist at Fox News, I'm telling you. Hey, Joe, so tell me, first of all, I got to start here. Governor Cuomo wants to change the New York State flag. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes, everyone. Everyone listening could just pull over and breathe a sigh of relief. The ship of state is in the right direction because we will be hoisting up on our mizzenmast a new state flag. This will solve the bail reform problem. This will solve the $6.1 billion deficit. So the governor wants to add e pluribus unum to the already Latin scroll motto on our flag that says Excelsior. Excelsior means ever upward. E pluribus unum means out of many comes one, even though the actual motto of the state should be out of New York goes us.
So there are, like in New Jersey, thousands literally every month are leaving New York and New Jersey. Why do these politicians not get it? Oh, they keep, Governor Murphy, great guy, but nothing personal, but he keeps saying millionaires tax. People are leaving by the droves to Texas, to South Carolina, to Florida, you know? And then Governor Cuomo, they just don't want to address this. Joe, why can't they get that message, man?
It's obviously their lemonade color yellow flag, you know, so maybe Governor Cuomo should have a conversation with Governor Murphy. Yeah. But seriously, Joe, you know, there are real problems in the state, and to have this as a big bullet point of your state of the state like shows how to touch. Joe, it's not an exaggeration, because it happened, to say that every single day one of New York's two big tabloids has a cover story about someone who's out on this bail reform nonsense. And today it's another bank robber. Yesterday it was a negligent homicide person. And it's just never going to end unless Albany acts. But instead, we're going to change the motto.
Yeah, and then why don't they – how come people keep voting Democratic? Because the way to do it is to do what I always do. Even when I was a lifelong Democrat, Joe, I would vote – I'm voting for a Republican because just to shake it up a little bit. Why do people blindly vote in that regard, do you think, Joe Borelli?
Well, look, you know, if you look at Staten Island as a microcosm, we do have more registered Democrats than Republicans, and yet Republicans win a lot. So you do see that happening. Unfortunately, what's bad policy is sometimes good politics, and I think this bail reform, amongst all other things, including this tax hike that Cuomo's trying to implement to raise money for this deficit, I think these are all good political issues for the Republican Party to do exactly what you're saying, to bring people back over to the sane side of politics, to the rational side of politics, to the politics where you elect people who actually give two darns about the quality of life in their state or city or whatever.
Yeah, very, very well said. Hey, you're going to Poland? You're going to Poland? When are you leaving?
A couple of hours. Stolat. We're going as part of a bipartisan delegation to celebrate the 75th anniversary of Auschwitz. So it's something very I'm honored to even have been invited. I actually went to Auschwitz on my own a few years ago with my brother-in-law, Tommy Kowalski, who's a good Polak. And it was so powerful, and I'm excited to go back. These people were so appalled, by the way. You know, everything's very serious, and it should be. But I said, hey, by the way, guys, you know, I got a good sausage guy in Krakow.
Wow.
And these people were just so offended, and I feel bad. So now I'm going to have to the whole weekend try to make up for it.
Yeah, you know what, though? God bless you for going there. My son went there, and I'm embarrassed. I have not been there yet. You should go to right there to Auschwitz. And you got to report back, Joe. Matter of fact, we'll watch you online and on Twitter, because that's something, especially during these tough times in New York with all all the anti-Semitic attacks, this is the time to do exactly what you're doing, Joe Borelli. We love you for that. Hey, and also, Joe, the impeachment trial begins. I'm so sick of hearing about articles of impeachment. Oh, my goodness gracious. Can we talk about the China trade deal? Can we talk about something positive that this president is doing? This impeachment trial, it's just, you think that the Senate's just going to it'll be quick, or is this going to just meander through the next election cycle?
No, I mean, I don't think it's in the Senate's interest now to dismiss it as quick as possible. You know, even CNN, Chris Saliza from CNN, a liberal, you know, CNN type, even wrote this article saying Nancy Pelosi took a big gamble with delaying the articles of impeachment and lost. And she lost all leverage. She lost all momentum. And now the Senate is going to try the poor and shoddy case that the Democrats dropped on their doorstep that's happening today. And I don't think it's going to be a quick dismissal, and I don't even necessarily think that's the right approach. I think an acquittal. I think hearing the evidence and saying that President Trump did not commit any high crime or misdemeanor is even more powerful than having a dismissal. And it even puts some Democrats on the chopping block saying, how are you going to vote on this?
Yeah, it'd be very, very interesting to see. Before we let you go, Joe, what do you think of Megxit, of this whole royal family situation? I can't wait to hear your take on this one, Joey.
You know, I thought I was, you know, my spirit animal, I thought was more Harry. But as I get older, I'm becoming more William, you know, because William was born in the same, I think he was born in 81 and Harry was born in 83. So they bookend me. And, you know, I always identified with Harry. I couldn't turn my back. First of all, I couldn't have red hair, but I couldn't turn my back on my own family, my own grandmother. And I think Americans and the British public are sick of hearing how tough life must be as a member of the royal family. You know, there's people in coal mines in the north of Britain, you know, slugging away with dirty hands. I don't want to hear how bad it was to have to sit there at the royal ascot watching your favorite horse come in second place.
Well said. Joe Borelli. Joe, safe travels. Get back to us after you go over to Auschwitz. We appreciate you doing that, Joey, and always appreciate your fine work. Keep us posted, Joe Borelli. God bless, and love
bye-bye
to the family, too, Joe. Take care. Joe Borelli right there. Great dad. Great guy. Minority whip of the New York City Council. Sometimes, to me, the only guy making any sense, you know, in the council over there. It's Joe on the radio. It's 13 minutes after 8 o'clock with Frank and Al and Debbie, and we're going to go, when we come, you know what, in just a little while, we're going to have Congressman Jeff Van Drew. And the question is this: do we go down to the Donald Trump rally? See, I got Frankie Five Boroughs. I got and again, VIP Joe, would you like VIP tickets to go down there? That means you're in the VIP section, but you sit, you go, but bang, the whole thing. I think if we go, you gotta, do you or do you not have to meet the man? Otherwise, you're gonna, I mean, am I right or wrong in that?
Well, I don't know. I mean, look, I see both sides. One, I think it would be fun to kind of do the show from there that morning.
Ooh, can we do that, you think?
Yeah, I mean, maybe. I think so.
Only
I mean,
we have a sponsor, you know.
The rally's probably going to be at night, so we could, in theory, do the show
from...
Yeah,
you gotta... They're telling people to line up at 3 in the afternoon because he's not getting there until 6 or 7 for us to do right. the show there so, to hang around.
Yeah, so there's that. It is exciting that he's going to be doing this big rally in our area. Certainly with all the spotlight on this New Jersey congressional district, there's a tremendous local angle as well as a national angle as well.
Yeah, man.
But then you think the two things that leave me thinking maybe it's not something that we should embraces one, the distance to Wildwood, because Wildwood's Cape May County. I mean, I think it's about a 5-hour drive, right?
No, it's not. It's about it not? It's a little over 2 hours.
Oh, yeah. Is that all?
Yeah, yeah, it's about I'd say about another 20-25 minutes past Atlantic City.
Oh, okay. Well, that's not so bad.
Yeah.
And then
now all of a sudden, Frank's
okay.
All right. A little gambling.
I thought it was a little farther away. And then the other thing is the hordes of people that we're going to have to navigate through. But, you know, now that I know it's a lot closer, maybe it is worth going.
Could be exciting.
Now all of a sudden, Frank goes, oh, it's not that far. Well, yeah.
We I know, but you know what's going to happen. Al,
you drive back up to Atlantic City.
Where's Frank? Where's Frank?
Where's Frank? Ding, 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 ding. Here we go.
It's funny.
Come on, Frank. We got to get to the rally.
In 2012.
Hey, hold on a second.
To your point, Joe. In 2012.
I'll take 20 on the four.
In 2012, my friend Roger Stone was working with the presidential campaign of Gary Johnson at the time, who was running as a Libertarian. So Roger asked me to go down to the Libertarian convention and be a delegate, even though I'm not really a Libertarian. But I paid my dues. I went down to the Libertarian convention. It was in Las Vegas, right? So they're having their convention in Las Vegas, at a hotel in Las Vegas, and I went on a run at the craps table.
Oh.
I was down a lot of money, and then I was in the midst. I made it all back, but I was rolling for a long, long time, and lo and behold, I missed the voting for vice president for the Libertarian, convention, and that's what everybody was saying. Where's Frank? Why isn't he here?
Right.
They were counting on me to make motions and, you know, argue. And
meanwhile, the only motion Frank was making was his wrist throwing the dice.
Exactly.
Too funny. Hey, I want to give a shout out too as we come into the 8 o'clock hour here, because sometimes I talked about it in the intimate hour, the 6 to 7 o'clock hour. But a big thank you to Laura, one of our sales chiefs at the station, took me over to Della Russo and Dr. Della Russo and the family over there in Bergenfield, and we had the best time. Stephanie Della Russo took us all around, and it was great. And I wanted to get my eyes checked, you know, but the Della Russos will be advertising on the show, and I just said, well, let me go say hi and say thank you, because this is a legend. This is a guy that really came up with LASIK and how to approach eye care and open it up to the public and make it just very comfortable. It is huge. Frank, have you been over there? Because I know it's unbelievable. They have everything. Check in your eyes. But the beauty of this is I had a great chat with Dr. Joe, right? This is the beautiful couple that started this. The story they told me, it always emboldens me as I come before the microphone here to talk about the greatness when people come into the country, and I think therein lies my patriotism, because I see how my grandparents came here and how my father struggled here and how my mother was one of 10 children and being prejudiced against as Italian Americans coming to Newark, New Jersey, you know, and then everybody, all of my mother's family, not one marginally associated with the wrong side of the law like you always see in films and in television, then the jokes we make, fair enough, you know, on the show, but really hardworking, became engineers, you know, and then Dr. Della Russo came from Hell's Kitchen, right in New York, and then he goes on to goes to medical school, becomes one of the top, eye doctors in the country, in the world. They all know Della Russo, so a big thank you to the Della Russo family for being so hospitable.
Yeah, and Dr. Jeffrey Della Russo is also a pretty accomplished
ophthalmologist. They got the whole family, family's there. I think that makes us so proud. I told the doc. He told me, he goes, I'm talking too much. I said, Doc, you're not. Tell me your history, man, what you went through, how they went, and then how he had the vision, so to speak, to go to Jersey. He came out to Bergen County, and then he went to Fort Lee, and then with his wife, they opened up another office in Bergenfield, then they had two offices. But when you go in there, and it was jam-crowded, there were so many people there, you can get your eyes checked, and then they have the eyeglass. I got sunglasses while I was there, Frankie. You know?
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, you know what I mean? They got
How much did you tip Dr. Joseph Della Russo for those sunglasses?
Get it.
I heard what you tipped at dinner last night, and if you got a free pair of sunglasses, forget it.
I did not.
Gave him his wallet.
No, please. No, you don't. Out of respect for the good doctor, we did not have to tip anything, but they were great.
They're Stephanie great people. Great. The son actually operated on my eyes. Did a fantastic job.
Yeah, and I'll be going to Dr. Bowser too. But I went behind that, you know, you put your chin in there, and then you look in there, and it looked, and then so. I had Dr. De La Russa. He's the legend, and he goes, "All right, Joe, what is it? What's it?" And I go, "Boom, boom." He goes, "No, you don't need anything." He goes, "No," he goes, "you're getting older, and I can see the cataract starting to come in, but you don't need anything right now. Please, do not touch your eyes."
Like, oh my God.
How about that? Just I said, "Well, I can't read because I'm always reading the wrong thing on the radio." He goes, "Put the reading glasses on." I go, "Yes, sir, got it." So it was great to see. Great to hear that, but when I do, I will stay up with my checkups. I'm going back next week for another follow-up checkup, and I would invite you to do the same to go to De La Russa, because I got to tell you, just as Italian-Americans, and forgive me for leaning on that, but that is my heritage, and they said, well, you got a lot of Italians on the radio. I went, yeah, we got Murano, we got Cotullo, we got Piscopo. Debbie Duhaime breaks it up a little bit. They were laughing. We were having a good time, you know?
1% Italian. I had the DNA done. I have 0.9%, so almost one full percent Italian.
We'll take anything. We'll take what we can get. So, Debbie, we love you. We appreciate it. Jeff Van Drew on the show, live on the radio. Very excited about that. He's a good guy, congressman. Yeah. From the 2nd District in the great state of New Jersey. Speaking of living in the great state of New Jersey, Miss Duhaime is right there. She is, as Frank says, the goddess of the Gowanus. And she's going to give you, she'll give you, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
I'll take all the security with me everywhere as I am the goddess. Thank you,
you so much. You are a goddess, Debbie. We love you. 8:21 with Debbie on the roads on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe, we'll head out to the Gowanus. It's busy as usual as you head from Fort Hamilton Parkway, getting up through the Prospect. Eastbound BQE, heavy right up toward the Brooklyn Bridge. Westbound BQE, slowing down into Meeker Morgan. Williamsburg Bridge, heavy into town. Queens Midtown Tunnel, about 10 to 15 in. FDR Drive is busy in both directions, right through the 70s. Van Wyck, heavy in both directions, right through Kew Gardens. We're still seeing some stop-and-go traffic across Bronx West, heading out toward 3rd Avenue. And prepare for slowdowns on the Meadowbrook. Meadowbrook North, right by the Southern State, a collision there, Joe. And on the Robert Moses Causeway, south at Ocean Parkway, getting down toward Fire Island, an accident as well. Inbound GWB down to 10, Lincoln Tunnel 20, Holland about 20 minutes in. Heading over to Jersey, watch for delays on 287 North, exit 13, with an accident being cleared. 78 East, exit 3 is an ongoing accident investigation. Traffic is moving slowly on the Cross County East at the Bronx River Parkway, with an accident getting out through Yonkers. Partly cloudy today, high of 49. Partly cloudy tomorrow, high of 48. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Erica Metaxas wants people to try to open their minds.
A lot of people have been upset with me for my support of the president. I think, well, try to understand why. Anytime somebody says, oh, you're just selling your soul for political power, it's just kind of funny that people say that as though like they know that's true. And I think, look, if you know me, I would like to think that you'd at least know that I would never want to do anything like that. So maybe it's worth trying to understand what I'm saying. Let's try.
The Erica Metaxas Show, weeknights at 11 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hi, my name is Ryan Bourne.
And I'm Danica Bourne.
And we're the owners of South Coast Tax.
We started our company 10 years ago in an effort to help our fellow Christians experiencing tax issues resolve their matters by taking a simple three-step approach.
South Coast Tax are Christian-based tax accountants and attorneys that specialize in releasing bank levies, wage garnishments, and filing complex tax returns. We are the leaders in acceptance of offers and compromise with awesome results. We're also a small firm who will treat you like family, not just a number.
Call us today at 1-800-TAX-1176 for a free consultation, and we'll take the time to explain all of the programs that you qualify for in order to allow you a fresh start.
Proverbs 15:22 says, plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisors, they succeed. Call us today at 1-800-TAX-1176, and together, we can help achieve this goal by putting the IRS debt behind you for good. Again, that number is 1-800-TAX-1176.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents
and Doug.
Limu, when we're not telling people that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need, I've actually been moonlighting as a DJ. What? Check it! Here's the good part!
Liberty Loves.
Liberty, Liberty, Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Buying a home requires a lending partner who can help you navigate through the mortgage process. A Citizens Bank loan officer can help answer all your questions and help you select the products you need in a clear and personal way. So the next time you have a question about home financing, call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a Citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Jeff and Drew coming up. I want to tell you this great deal. I'm so proud to tell you about this at Retro Fitness. Retro Fitness, of course, that is the model of great gyms all across the country, you know. Retro Fitness, now they have this buy one, give one. Buy one, give one. This is a brilliant, brilliant concept. Unlike other gyms, Retro has created this offer with no gimmicks or strings attached. The offer is exactly what it says it is. You buy an annual membership, and you give a one-year membership away for free. Now, that free member doesn't have to pay a cent for 12 months. They can come to Retro Fitness anytime with or without their friend, and they can access any of our clubs around the country. Of course, we'd love to see you at our gym in Flemington, New Jersey. Stacy was on the show yesterday, did a great job telling you about buy one, give one. And if you go to retrofitness.com and you'll check out the gym in your area as you listen around the country on AM970TheAnswer.com. But we'd love to see you in Flemington. Matter of fact, here's the number for Stacy in Flemington, New Jersey at the Retro Fitness. You will love it. I'm so proud of this gym. You're going to love it. 908-238-3695. 908-238-3695. Get real with Retro Fitness of Flemington, New Jersey.
Kevin McCullough Radio. Breaking news, what it means, and why it matters. Today at 4 p.m. on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio. It's 826. Congressman Jeff Andrew is now a Republican congressman representing New Jersey 2nd, doing a great, he's one of these, you hear me say this, few and far between, but he really is a true public servant, Jeff Andrew is. And Jeff, great to have you on the show. Welcome, my friend, and congratulations on all the great things you're doing in D.C.
No, thank you so much. I just wanted to drop by and say hello and see how you're doing. I know you're always doing well. And, yes, a few things have changed as well.
I got to tell you, man, we're watching you, Jeff, right? And we've talked to you many times on the show, and we appreciate that. And I always say, and I would say, Jeff Andrew is a common sense Democrat. People, oh, why are you putting a Democrat on? I said, well, listen to what the congressman has to say. And you were a common sense guy concerned about the constituents in your district. Hello, Jeff. You were one of the few, you're one of the few guys to do that. Out of all the men and women in Congress, you're one of the few to actually be true to your constituents. Then, when was it when you said, you know what, this is getting too crazy for me, and now I'm going to switch parties? That's a big, big leap. By the way, you're like a hero to many, many people on both sides, because you know, I know, I talked to great other Democrats. They're embarrassed by what's happening. What was the true impetus? Was it this impeachment fiasco that made you switch from Democrat to Republican, sir?
There were, you know, a number of different things. And I always say that we're literally at a flashpoint in our country right now where we're going to decide whether we are the country that we know and love, with the freedoms that we have, with, you know, the belief that people can do what they want, where they want it, that, you know, excellence is something that should be achieved. So many different things that really represent America. I'll give you a couple of quick examples, but
okay.
I was speaking once about American exceptionalism and what a great country we are much opportunity is there. You can't give people success, but you can give them opportunity. And somebody, and truthfully it was a Democrat, came up to me, and not all Democrats are this way, by the way. There's a lot of good Democrats.
Understood, exactly.
But came up to me, but it was one somebody in leadership and said, you know what, you're just dead wrong. We're the same as every other country in the world, and to say anything else is ludicrous. And I remember that, and I thought, how can you believe that? How can you think that? This is just an amazing place, or, you know, the belief in the flag and that we should stand and put our hand on our heart when we, you know, pledged the flag.
Yeah,
so many different things, they all added up. Finally, it happened. that I was speaking to a local chairman of one of my eight counties that I have. And he said, I just want to let you know that you're voting for impeachment. And I said, no, I've made it clear that I'm not. And I went through all the reasons, which I have with you before, and
yes,
what it's done to the country, and that it just isn't there. It's such a thin impeachment. And I went through the whole thing, and he said, I don't care. You're voting for it. And if you don't vote for it in this county, you're not going to be able to run, or you certainly won't get the line. And we're going to make it as difficult as we can for you, because it's something you just have to do what you're told. You have to obey. And are you serious? Are you? And a couple of other things that happened, like all of that. And the same time, we got notice from the White House that the president was interested in speaking with me. And I spoke with the president, and he said, look, I've watched you. I've seen you. I really believe you would be a good Republican, and that you, you know, belong on our team, and you'd certainly be allowed to, you know, say and do and represent what you feel. And it just hit me. It just hit me. It was one of those things, you know, I just, you know, it was kind of impulsive, believe it or not. And I'm glad I did it. I feel liberated. I am a moderate. I've always been a moderate.
Yep.
And
yes, you have.
Less room in the Democratic Party for moderates. It's getting more and more squeezed out. You have to appeal. If you want to run for president, if you want to run for Congress, you have to really go lurch to the left. And I don't believe that's what America's about. Most of us are in the middle. We're a little left of the middle, a little right of the middle, or we're in the middle. And that's a good thing. That's what's always brought America forward. So, yes, I am a Republican now, and we're going to have a huge rally. The president also said, I want to do something for you. And he's coming into Wildwood, which, you know, we're a little South Jersey. Usually we, something like this has just never happened. And this is the thing that's going to, I think, excite you a little bit. Of all the rallies he's done all over the country, where do you think the number one request for tickets has been?
Wildwood, New Jersey?
You better believe it. South Jersey. South Jersey.
You know, I got to, Jeff, I got to ask you. I got to ask you, man. So you're at the Oval Office, and you're, you know, at the Resolute Desk. The president's there. Was it in the Oval Office that you were chatting with him across the desk like that? Let me just get the setting right. Okay. So you go like this. Do you go, you know, Mr. President, you know, it would be nice if you came to Jersey. And I mean, outside of Bedminster. And does he make the suggestion, or did you put that suggestion forth to the president?
It just sort of came together. We were talking about the fact that he has these rallies, and then he said, well, you know, I really want to support you. I really want to help you, because, you know, you're going to have your detractors and, you know, folks that are going to be a little bit on the mean side. And he said, I'd love to come to your district. Well, there's only two places, you know, in the district. And I think for whatever it worked out better to have it in Wildwood, either Wildwood or Atlantic City. That's it. That has a convention center of that size. And I don't know how we're going to get everybody. All I can tell people, anybody that's thinking of going, that's listening, just get there early. Get there real early.
Yeah, yeah. Now, how can people register? They go online, Congressman?
They go online, yes. But getting a ticket doesn't—that's not only true with this one. It's true with anyone. It doesn't guarantee that you'll get in. And we have probably 10 times as many people that want to get in. You know, if anybody wonders, you know, when they watch on television, they see all these people are here and there are people waiting outside.
Yeah, yeah.
That is the truth. There are.
Yeah, people. It's amazing.
I've had an unbelievable number of people call me, and there's nothing we can even do. It's just that people really want to go. They want to listen. They want to hear. And he's also going to endorse me, which he has done already, but he's going to endorse me at the rally and speak why it's important for me to win this race.
This is huge. I got to tell you, I said for years on this show, I said, because people run from the president in New Jersey. So they go, and again, objectively speaking, but I said, someone's got to do a rally. I said this to a lot of the folks in Bedminster, and I said, you know, the president should come outside of, you know, Essex County, outside of Bergen, you know, maybe where the stronghold of the Democrats are. Come to the state, and you made this happen. This is monumental. that President Trump is coming to this now, what is turning into a socialist state in the state of New Jersey. Everything that's happened, we're so fed up in this state. So let me thank you as a citizen for at least, you know, making this happen. Because, and again, objectively speaking, we're so tired of being lectured, of being taxed to death, Jeff Van Drew. This is crazy.
You're right.
So the president, you know, we've had it. We have really had it. And it's nice.
You're
that
right.
The
we're
fact.
We're taxed, fee, told, charged to death, and then we're told if that is a concern to us, that, you know, then we don't belong here. New Jersey
exactly.
is a great state with great potential, and I'll tell you, the governor gave me a hard time for changing, you know, publicly, once, twice, three times, and I mean in a mean-spirited way. So finally, I, in a very public way, said, you know what? It's more important for you to worry about the out-migration of people in the state of New Jersey. Worry more about the taxes we pay, about the issues and problems we have, and don't worry so much about Washington politics, because that's not your job. And then I was a little bit harsh. I did slam him a little bit because he was just really giving me a hard time, and I said I didn't vote for you anyhow, and I didn't. We can't afford anymore. People need to have money in their pocket. They need to have a decent lifestyle, and they need to have a state that they just don't stay here to work here and then leave and retire and go somewhere else all the time. This is a great state. It's a beautiful state, and there's so much potential here. And you're right. We don't need socialism. We need good old fashioned capitalism.
Amen. And we'll let you go, Jeff. I love that you went from the president, and then you were great with Maria Bartiromo, you know, on the Sunday Morning Futures show, which was great. And now you're kind enough to come on Piscopo in the morning. We appreciate that so much, Congressman. But I got to ask you a couple more things, because I'm kind of a political a nut, if you will. And you're sitting with the president, and he now he has you in front of the whole press corps, and you're in the president's to your left, and you're sitting there at the chair. And then the president goes, Jeff, go ahead. Now, you went on and you chatted. I said, man, you seem to have a really nice relationship with Donald J. Trump. Did you know him before that you felt that comfortable that you two could have a nice chat like that on camera like that?
I knew him just a little bit. I only knew him from the ribbon cuttings and things that happened in Atlantic City when he was president in Atlantic City. So I did know him a little bit, but I just felt he made you feel comfortable. And remember, before that actual press conference that we had, I had spoken with him probably about an hour and a half. About this whole thing, because it's a serious thing, and he took it seriously. And in all honesty, he was concerned for me too, because he knew it was going to be a big deal. Now, I will tell you, Joe, the amazing thing is, and I know it's New Jersey, but we've had, once I did this, because of the reasons you said, not only because of turning one party to another, but it was people like the fact that, for God's sake, you have to stand up. Sometimes you have to say, this is wrong. I'm not doing this. I'm not being told how to vote. That's quid pro quo. When somebody says, you vote this way, and if you don't, then this is not going to happen. And so people would – I literally walk into restaurants, and I'm not making this up, down in South Jersey. Mm-hmm. And people just jump up and give you a standing ovation. It's unbelievable.
Because you showed courage, man. And I'll tell you what, I really think both parties are out of line a lot of the times. But what you've done, you've shown more independence, Jeff Van Drew, doing what you did. But we'll let you go after this, and I appreciate your valuable time, Congressman. But you're going to be primary now? Who could primary you after this, huh?
Well, there's a couple of people in. I think at least one of them is in the process of dropping out. And at the end of the day, to be honest with you, in my district, I've been well known for a long time across both parties. And secondly, I think after the president, who's already endorsed me, but he endorses me again. I'm not going to worry about the primary. I'm going to work hard like I always do.
Yes,
but,
sir.
I think we'll be fine.
Well, you got our support, Jeff Van Drew for Congress. Always, man. You showed a lot of courage. Where can we make a donation if we want to do that, Congressman?
It's right online, or
just Google Jeff Van Drew. Okay, Van Drew for Congress.
You got it. It'll come.
Hey, by the way, I don't want. We're not going to ask for tickets, but you know, if there's one available and we're back there in the inside, you know, and you don't want to forget your old friends like Piscopo or Frankie Morano. Or, I'm just saying, a congressman, you know, down in that rally, we're just we don't want to put any pressure on you because I know everybody's asking you for tickets. But if you need any couple of radio personalities, we're standing by. All right. We're just going to let you know.
Gotcha.
That. Congressman, great. Thank you for showing the courage. Thanks for being a great patriot. Thanks for being a great American, Jeff Andrew. We love you. We're behind you. And we'll see you in Wildwood, my friend.
Right back at you. Thank you.
Godspeed. Godspeed, sir. Congressman Jeff Andrew, that took a lot of credit. He left the party. I'm telling you what, he was the first time that a member of the House switched parties to the minority party, you know, in the House of Representatives, and he showed a lot of courage doing that. But, you know, all around, put all the parties aside, he's a good guy. He's a down-to-earth Jersey guy, Jeff Andrew is. So we proudly support him. Congressman Jeff Andrew right there. Hey, it's 8:39 right now, and Joseph Connor will draw. Amazing story. You don't want to miss Joseph Connor coming up. Michael Goodwin on the show as well, and Ronica Cleary. I see the phone calls over there. We'll get to them at ASAP at 877-970-2999 on the Balance of Nature phone lines. Right now, Big Al standing by with the headline news just for yous right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
44 degrees at 840. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Three of the first police officers who responded to the December 10th hate attack in Jersey City are being promoted to detective today. Mayor Stephen Fulop says officers Raymond Sanchez, Morella Fernandez, and Kendrick Jackson are being recognized during a 2:30 p.m. ceremony at City Hall. Fulop says these officers were directly responsible for keeping the suspects involved from escaping. A Jersey City police officer and three innocents were shot to death that day when two suspects attacked an area market in what has since been determined a hate crime. Senator Chuck Schumer calling for bomb detection technology to be put into action at busy transit hubs in New York City. On Sunday, the Democrats said the technology, which allows police to scan passengers for concealed explosive devices, had a trial run at Penn Station 2 years ago. Schumer now wants the feds to approve the technology known as standoff explosive detection and take it out of testing limbo. The senator says the technology gives law enforcement a critical upper hand in preventing terror attacks, especially amid rising tensions with Iran. In sports, Knicks lost to the Bucks 128-102. Nets' two-game win streak over. The Utah Jazz beat them 118-107. The Islanders smoked the Red Wings 8-2, while the Devils lost to the Maple Leafs 7-4. And we've got college hoops tonight on The Answer. Syracuse taking on Boston College. Pregame is at 6:30. The tip is at 7 right here on The Answer. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got The Answer.
And good morning, Al. Thank you. Let's see what's happening on Robert Moses Causeway South at Ocean Parkway in toward Fire Island. An accident there. It's busy on the Southern State West at 110 with an accident. Also, New Haven line still 15-minute delays between Stratford and New Haven because of police department activity over in that West Haven area. Traffic is moving slowly as you head over to the westbound Bruckner at White Plains Road. Accident there was cleared. FDR Drive heavy in both directions through the 70s. 10 minutes in at the Queens Midtown Tunnel. Inbound GWB looks okay. Lincoln 20, Holland 20. Problems right now as you head to 46 westbound, getting out toward McBride Ave in Little Falls with an accident there. And some stop-and-go traffic as you take it out to 287 North Exit 13 with an accident still being clear, getting up past Franklin Township. 684 South Exit 2 into Purchase, a collision there as well. Sunny today, high in the upper 40s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Exergen. The brutal cold and flu season is upon us, and the number one flu symptom is fever. So use a thermometer that's proven accurate by more than 80 clinical studies, the Exergen thermometer. See our educational video at exergen.com.
There are stories in the news that make you scratch your head. How could that person be found not guilty? Why did that judge rule that way? And what was behind the passing of that new law? Well, every weekend on our station, Champions of Justice with Tom Girardi features revealing interviews that look behind the headlines and give you the rest of the story. It's always interesting. So join us Sunday mornings at 10 for Champions of Justice here on AM 970, The Answer.
Special offer alert for radio listeners. Go to MyPillow.com, radio listener specials. Buy one, get one free offer today for MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets at MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Order now. Use promo code AM970.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Campbell here, serial entrepreneur. My second business was open 6 days a week, and I worked from home the seventh day.
I maintained that ridiculous schedule for 8 years. One Saturday morning in 1999, I woke up late for work and was greeted by my six-year-old.
Oh, hi, Dad. Why aren't you at work?
I answered, because it's Saturday. He said,
oh, thanks for visiting, Dad.
His words pierced my heart. I had become a workaholic. It was decision time. What's more important, family or work? I chose family and I stopped working 7 days a week. That's why I created Patriot Software, so entrepreneurs can run their payroll in minutes, which gives more time for their families. Go to PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
Joe on the radio tells you about Connors and Sullivan. You get a free initial consultation with one of the lawyers at Connors and Sullivan. Lisa is standing by. You know I love Connors and Sullivan. If you have an estate question, healthcare proxy, power of attorney, any of those things that protect your financial legacy, would you please call Connors and Sullivan like I did? I really just put my mind at ease, the weight of the world off my shoulders. You can get a free initial consultation with a lawyer from Connors and Sullivan. You can go to Manhattan, you can go to Brooklyn, go to Queens, on Staten Island. It's never too late. The time to act is now. 718-238-6500. 718-238-6500. You'll be so glad you did, like me. And Mike Connors is great. Lisa's there. Bridget is there. Beth is there. Rose and Kelly, Justin, the great team that is Connors and Sullivan. 718-238-6500. And don't forget, please, to listen to Ask the Lawyer with Mike himself Sunday mornings right here on AM 970, The Answer, at 11 a.m. and Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on our sister station, AM 570, The Mission.
Listen to AM 970, The Answer, on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or radio.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Joe Piscopo on the radio. It's 845. Joseph Connor. Yeah, this is a good guy. He's been on the show before. He's a co-author of the book Shattered Lives, a co-founder of We Win America. Joseph, welcome to the program. Welcome to the studio. Great to have you with us, my friend. How you doing?
Thanks for having me on, Joe.
Well, you know, briefly, and my heart goes out to you, man. And you're just doing so great keeping your father's legacy alive. If you would please describe to us, as painful as it may be for you, sir, what happened to your father when he was 33 years old.
Yeah, it was January 24th, 1975, which the 45-year anniversary is coming up next week. And seems like a long time ago, but for the families affected by terrorism, time warps. My dad was 33. He worked for the Morgan Bank, and he was going for lunch with clients. And he walked into Francis Tavern, which is where the Sons of Liberty met, where George Washington bid farewell to his officers. And the FALN, a Puerto Rican terrorist Marxist group, walked a bomb in, set it behind the table where he was eating lunch. It detonated quickly and murdered four people. Would have killed a lot more, but it had been moved immediately before the bomb exploded. 50 or 60 were wounded. And he was killed instantly. And that was the night we were going to be celebrating my 9th birthday and my brother's 11th birthday.
Oh, my goodness. How did you get the news, if I may ask? And please forgive me for this being painful, but just to get this point across.
No, Joe, it's fine. I mean, I was in third grade. I'd come home from school. It was a Friday. And we went out to play. My mom knew that there was something wrong, and she didn't say anything. And to us, and finally, you know, she called his office and she said, oh, Frank, I'm glad when he picked up, she said, Frank, I'm glad you're okay. I was afraid. And he said, this isn't Frank. And she said, he was there, wasn't he? And she knew immediately that something had gone terribly wrong. And within a few hours, people from the bank started coming to our house and telling a 9-year-old that their father was murdered, a guy who was indestructible in my view and you know could do anything all of a sudden was gone and for no reason at all.
And remind us, if you would, Joseph, how Presidents Clinton and Obama treated the men who killed your father.
Well, in 1999, when Hillary Clinton was set for her run for senator from New York, Bill Clinton offered executive clemency to the 14 members of this FALN terrorist group who were all arrested and put in prison for 50 to 70 years. It was to try to connect Hillary with the Hispanic community in New York. And they put Eric Holder on the job. He was deputy attorney general. He came up with a options memo because no one would endorse the president's release of these terrorists. But clemency is a absolute power of the president. And he gave the offer. Most of them immediately, well, none of them immediately accepted. Within 30 days, they were given conference calls. They ended up accepting it, except for one, a guy named Oscar Lopez Rivera. He turned down the clemency. He stayed in prison. And that was 1999. In 2011, when he was looking to get paroled, we went out to Terre Haute, Indiana, to the federal prison, kept him in. And then in Obama's last day in office, he granted it. He granted a unprecedented second clemency for the same crimes to this terrorist, Oscar Lopez, released him. And within a few weeks and months, he was. They tried to make him the freedom hero of the Puerto Rican Day Parade, honoring him as a hero, a freedom hero. He was a Marxist murdering terrorist, and the left in this country was honoring him. And, you know, they talk about compassion. They talk about being a conservatives being hard-hearted. Well, that's nothing compared to what these people have done to our family and other families of terrorists, of terrorism who've been victimized. It's a disgrace. It's a travesty. My father deserved an awful lot better, and I'm holding them accountable.
And you're doing a great job at that, Joseph Connery. Tell us about the book Shattered Lives, Joseph.
Yeah, well, I started actually writing it on September 10th, 2001. It was 2 years to the day after the clemencies, and I was on the train home from work, and my cousin Steve was a bond trader for Cantor Fitzgerald, and I didn't want to see him on the train because I had a doctor's appointment. I wanted to start to write about the clemencies and my dad, and so I avoided Steve. He'd always have beers, and I didn't want to start having a few before I went to the doctor. So I avoided him. The next morning was September 11th, and Steve didn't make it out that day. So that was my father's godson. So I didn't write for quite some time, and I started writing again, and it was very hard to get my head around it. And I ran into a guy named Jeff Ingber had seen me on Fox and approached me about a book, and we collaborated and put this book together, and it explains the Puerto Rican situation. It explains my father and the terrorism, how it affects families, how it affected our family.
Yeah.
And now we're actually in the process of putting a documentary together, which will be out relatively soon.
Joseph Connor, the book is Shattered Lives. I got to Google that if you would. And before we let you go, Joseph,
sure.
What is We Win America?
Well, We Win America is a website that we created when I wrote a book called The New Founders with my Villanova alum buddy Mike Duncan. And in the book, George Washington runs for president, and he puts a website together called We Win America, and we decided that we would have that as our platform. And so that's taken over since 2012, and that's where I post these things about my dad, and I post the most recent story about how the left has really taken to Soleimani and supported him over the American people, and and without any care of those 600 Americans that were murdered as a result of him, not to mention the people who are maimed. And one thing I've learned over this time is, yes, people who are murdered, it's horrible, but the people who are maimed and their families are forever affected. So, I mean, the number 600 is exponentially grown, given everyone who's collateral, if they would call that collateral damage, the people who've been injured and wounded and their families mentally, physically, and it can't stand. People, to think, and this goes back to the Clintons, to think that people would put their politics ahead of people's lives. Right. And I believe, I firmly believe, Joe, and this is terrible to say, that a few deaths of Americans, if that helps their agenda, is fine with the left.
And it's
to them, I think it's an abstract idea. It's a number. But for the families, for the Schlag family, where Steve Schlag, for my family, for everyone else, it's a mortal wound, and it never goes away, and it grows over time.
Joseph, we hear it in your voice. Say, God bless you. Godspeed, my friends, and to you and your family. Shattered Lives is the name of the book, and We Win America. Check out Joseph Connor. Joe, you got to come back, man.
Anytime, Joe.
Just eloquent and beautiful, and our hearts go out to you, Joseph Connor. God bless you, and God bless your family, my friend.
Thanks, and to you, too, and your family, Joe. Thanks.
Thank you. 8:53 right now. Debbie's out there on the roads on AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Joe. Let's go to 684 South Exit 2 into Purchase. Accident taking two lanes over there. 46 West getting into McBride Ave and Little Falls. It's an accident. Traffic is moving slowly on the outbound side of the Gowanus at the Prospect. That's a disabled bus in the way to prepare for some delays. And we're still seeing delays on the FDR Drive in both directions through the 70s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Debbie. You know, we're all doing Balance of Nature. I want you to go on to the Balance of Nature journey because I love you. Your family, you got to try Balance of Nature. I'm going to give you the number right off the bat, okay? It's 800-246-8751. We will offer you, please, 35% off and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. It's a New Year's special. It will not last, so please call now. 800-246-8751. When you call, you'll be able to get a health coach. Like I talked to Dr. Douglas Howard and Sue and Lex and the beautiful Howard family who came up with the concept of Balance of Nature, antioxidants in a vegetarian capsule, whole food plants and vegetables in a vegetarian capsule. This is monumental. This is so healthy for you. You've got to at least try Balance of Nature, especially since we are offering 35% off and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. 800-246-8751 or balanceofnature.com. Please use the discount code, The Answer.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. And right now, listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/America. That's ZipRecruiter.com/America. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/America.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions are posted at textrules.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated marketing text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Tom from K11, and I have one question for you. What size socks are you wearing right now? If you're like everyone else I've asked, you simply don't know. How could you? That's because until now, socks were made in one size fits all or just a couple of sizes to fit every size foot. But not at Kane 11. We make our socks in 11 individual sizes from 7 to 17. That's right, 7 to 17. Great looks and colors to fit everyone's lifestyle. From cotton to wool or anything in between, Kane 11's got the perfect sock for you. Better yarns, better quality, just a better sock. If you don't love them just like we do, send them back for a full refund. That's the Kane 11 promise. Once you wear a pair of Kane 11's, I guarantee you'll never go back to wearing socks in multi-size ranges again.
Save 20% off your first order when you text SOCKS to 246810. That's text SOCKS to 246810. Text SOCKS to 246810.
Dan Proft, coming up tonight at 9 on AM 970. The Answer.
Bits and Pieces. Rick Huxley on bass. Here it is. Oh, I love that. Hey, Joe Lumberg. 8:57. Joey's on the road for you. Yeah, I know. It's a great song. Joe, how are we doing? We got a great day in front of us.
Be fantastic. Yes. Sunny, low 50s. Get outside and do something today.
Get out. 50s, you're telling me?
Yeah, 52, 53. It's going to be a beautiful
day. Come on, man.
Tomorrow will be almost that warm, but there's going to be a lot of wind and temperatures are going to start to fall in the afternoon and some cold air comes our way. And then Friday, just cold, sunny, brisk. It's going to feel like winter, about 32. And then we get wintry weather later Saturday and Saturday night. Some snow, ice to rain. Just going to be a real mess later Saturday night.
So let's do it today. How many miles today, Joey? How many miles? Come on.
I'm going to run 3. That's it. That's on the schedule today. And then I might ride for about an hour and a half. I got to ride today because I won't be able to after that for a while.
When do you do this triathlete thing again? You got something coming up, don't you?
I've got a half marathon on April 5, and I've got a full marathon on May 3.
God.
I got to train. I got to do what my coach tells me to do.
You are the man, Joe. We love you. Joe Lundberg right there.
You saw the pictures I sent you, right?
I do. It's been fantastic. You are just the marathon man right there, Joe Lundberg. We have to post those things. Marathon man meteorologist, Joe Lundberg right there. Hey, Robert Auth, Assembly Robert Auth is going to tell us about Governor Murphy's State of the State yesterday in Jersey. Ronica Cleary will talk about the debate, the 2020 Democratic presidential debate. And Michael Goodwin from the New York Post. It's Radio Piscopo live from New York.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
45 degrees at 8:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A new report shows more potential health dangers for 9/11 rescue and recovery workers. A new study from Mount Sinai Hospital shows that for the first time, workers have a higher risk of leukemia. Leukemia was already linked to carcinogens at the World Trade Center. Site cancer has long been a concern for those who helped clean up the site 18 years ago. Worldwide debt is at a record high. Global debt, which comprises of borrowing from households, governments, and companies, grew from $9 trillion to nearly $253 trillion in the first 9 months last year. In sports, Knicks lost to the Bucks, Jazz over the Nets, the Islanders smoked the Red Wings, while the Devils lost to the Maple Leafs.